Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we stand at the gateway of the Passion of our Lord. See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. I usually prefer that first word to be translated, behold, calling attention to something important. But our ESV uses the word see. It marks something of significance. On the pilgrim way to Jerusalem, one went through Jericho, then to Bethphage and Bethany, and then Jesus will enter Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. This is the third passion prediction by Jesus. He has been teaching his disciples everything that must happen at Jerusalem. Everything written by the prophets about the Son of Man is to be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise. But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. We would be right in saying that they didn't see it. They were blind to what his words meant. They couldn't grasp it with their feeble minds. At first, I didn't see it, pun intended, where this reading was going. The two parts don't seem to fit. The journey is interrupted by Jesus healing a blind beggar. Luke presents a man who is physically blind. His life has been reduced to begging for alms and whatever people will put in his bowl. And yet, when this blind man hears that Jesus is passing by, he shouts out to him, calling him by his messianic name, Son of David. The crowds tell him to be silent, but the more they tell him, the more he shouts out to Jesus to have mercy on him. He sees, but not in the physical sense. He has faith. Jesus healed him of his blindness so that we can say that this man was twice blessed with sight. Another pun fits here. I see, said the blind man. We get the play on words when we listen carefully. To see in this context is to have faith, to understand, to get it. What is more, this man followed Jesus, that is, he became a disciple and glorified God. There is a certain tension in all of these gospel accounts of our Lord's announcement, like two musical themes playing out against each other. And while I am certainly no musical scholar, there are a few pieces where even I can pick out opposing themes. I really should have paid closer attention in Mrs. Anderson's music appreciation class at Concordia Prep. She was a kindly, elderly lady, much like a grandmother. Being a multiple degreed graduate of Juilliard School of Music should have been enough. But I think my classmates and I would have been more attentive if she had been a shapely young woman. Take Brahms' First Symphony, for example. The opening 16 bars are very ominous, heavy, much like the well-known opening 8 notes of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. The listener is not yet sure of the endings because other motifs are brought in. The music seems to be struggling against itself much of the time until there is finally a resolution in the fourth movements. Such tension and themes pull the listener through to the conclusion. And so the composer has told his story musically. I want to run with that today. The disciples who have been with Jesus for almost 3 years are blind. See, Jesus said. But the 12 didn't see. They couldn't grasp mocking, shameful treatment, spitting upon, flogging, and then crucifixion before resurrection. The journey to Jerusalem is completely puzzling to them. It's the suffering part that they cannot see. They don't know where it's going. We get frustrated with these disciples. Why can't you see this? We ask, so to speak. They simply didn't understand it. God had hidden it from their eyes. To fail to grasp the meaning of Jesus' words is the same as not believing. Misunderstanding and unbelief are major motifs in Luke's gospel, kind of like those musical themes I mentioned. We aren't sure where the music is going. It isn't till the resurrection that we finally see it. Our risen Lord Jesus said, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Human reason always gets in the way of faith. That you get forgiveness of sins and eternal life by doing nothing, contributing nothing, flies in the face of sinful human reason. That you get all of the merits of Christ that he has earned by your being baptized with water is a scandal to many, even though they call themselves Christians. Reason says one must decide. Faith accepts what God has said. What Jesus accomplished in his trip to Jerusalem with all of the malignant things that happened to him was to purchase our redemption. Luther said, "It does not even occur to human reason that alone by baptism and faith in Christ, everything necessary for salvation is done." At times, we are blind to see what God is doing in our lives. In spite of our Lord's own words that we are to trust and not worry, we don't trust and we do worry. What if the outcome isn't what we want? What if my plans are completely changed? We are prisoners of our own sinful emotions and defective reason. We cannot see any more than this blind man could see what was in front of his physical eyes. We don't like to see things the way they really are, and so we block out reality. We delude ourselves. We don't see with the eyes of faith. But God the Holy Spirit has called you by the gospel, enlightened you with his gift, sanctified, and keeps you in the one true faith by means of the word and sacraments. So we are now going with Christ up to Jerusalem again this Lenten season. Unlike the 12 disciples, we see, we understand that our Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed this world by his death and has been raised to life again, where he lives and reigns to all eternity. We are like the blind beggar who was twice blessed with sight. We see with the eyes of faith. God the Holy Spirit bless your Lenten journey by helping you to see Christ and God's will in redeeming you, that you see the glory of Christ's resurrection and your own. God keeps strengthening your faith and all Christian virtues. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.